Those are the best beans we've found.
Beans Pride. They load down a big truckload of them beans. Big old semi trailer and take it to California. Load up there with stuff that they've got in California and come back to it.
My goodness.
Go clear across the continent.
Maybe each way, huh?
Oh, it's a sight. Yeah, some of the boys down there drive these trucks. I know them just as well as I know anybody.
You mentioned all these vegetables. What you found when you raised your vegetables and eat the top? What do you call those?
Well, up there what you call greens. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. They raise a lot of that there. Spinach and one thing another. And just all that in there with truckloads and canics, see? Huh. Yeah.
Now, on the corn, what do you call an outer covering on the ear?
Sure.
And the stuff up on top of it, like crush. Is that on top of the plant or on top of the ear?
It's on top of the plant.
Not on top of the ear?
Not on top of the ear, no, it's on top of the plant. We've got a way now, you know, a deep tossing this corn to some extent and having a hybrid corn.
Oh.
Well, we plant hybrid corn all together here now.
It's better, huh?
It costs us about three times as much for seed or four.
Sometimes they're yellow and have a crooked neck.
Yeah, they call them squashes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. And then we can grow pumpkins here. And, we grow pretty near anything in the world you can think of.
Well, you mentioned melons. You mentioned watermelons. You ever grow any other kind of melons?
No, that's all the kind of, well, we do grow two. What we call a mushmelon.
Uh-huh.
A cantaloupe or a mushmelon, either one.
How about berries?
Strawberries here. I've had 2 or 3 acres of strawberries back over here. Now they're about played out. Now they last about 3 years in this country, and then they broke out. Oh, you could hoe them and work with them enough and make them go on, but it won't pay.
How about raspberries?
Well, we can grow raspberries. Blackberries grows wild here.
Oh.
Why, by golly, right up and down this fence right there, you can see them blowing. Good night of mine. I'm a discovery blackberries all when it's blackberry time. Just go out there and pick your blackberry cobbler.
Huh.
Yes, sir. There's lots of it.
That's pleasant to see.
It's something that's very rare for the country's backwards out of Stillwater or somewhere like that.
Oh, yeah. We just.
Oh, it's rare that nothing like that grows in the fence row at all.
This is almost another.
Well, they go to work here, I'll tell you what. In blackberry time, they go to work here and pick these here things by the tons and tons of these wild berries, and there's places in they buy them by the pound. Just go weigh them, whatever they weigh out, so much a pound. And then they've got another deal here that you'd be surprised, and that's this poke. You don't know what poke is, do you?
No, I don't think
well,
I do.
Well, it's just a wild outfit. They call it poke, and if you let it go and don't break it off or nothing, it'll get as high as that car top there.
Huh.
And grow up big old stuff, and they call it poke. That just grows wild around in these fields and fence rows and one thing or another. There's a place down here, Chilome, and they buy that, and they just want to take it in there. They get so much a pound, the fella wants to, he can make awful good wages just to go and break a nut, you know, and when it's tender, break it off about like that. So much a pound, they make greens out of it.